Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big headline above the fold in the Dallas Morning News today. It says FDA authorizes unproven drugs. Does that sort of illustrate how serious this crisis is? And I'm wondering, will some of those drugs be used in our North Texas hospitals in treating some of these patients?
You know, Chris, that is a good question. And as you know, I'm not a clinician. I'm more on the administrative side. I'm not sure exactly where those clinical trials will be conducted and if they would be here in North Texas. But I would assume that they want to try them in different regions of the country. But I do not know for a fact if they're going to be here in North Texas. But it's clearly a problem. This is a very serious virus, and I think the FDA and all the governmental entities are doing the very best they can to try to come up with treatment and hopefully a vaccine.
When it comes to this rapid testing, I think we heard between 5 and 13 minutes to get a result is the latest of what we're hearing. How much of a difference will that make when it comes to the testing that is ongoing here in our part of Texas?
Well, I know initially when the testing started, it took a while to get what we call turnaround, the test results. In fact, initially, sometimes it was 2 and 3 days before you could get turnaround. In talking with the clinicians and in talking with physicians, the turnaround has improved. But if you now could get it turned around in a matter of minutes, and assuming that the test has the same, what I would call accuracy, for lack of a better term, as the more traditional test, that's certainly going to speed things up quite a bit.
When you consider that the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center is going to be converted into a temporary hospital, how big an undertaking is that?
You know, it's a significant undertaking, and, you know, we give credit to the county and to the city for their work in this. And we also give credit to the Navy. It's my understanding the Navy is going to staff that facility. And so we're very appreciative to all the entities that are involved in setting up that. And hopefully I heard the county judge say he hoped it would be operational by end of week.
We have heard that that temporary facility in Dallas is going to be used for patients who are recovering to free up other space. Where do we stand right now on available hospital beds across the area? Are we still in pretty good shape?
I think if you look currently, available beds are in pretty good shape region-wide. What we're trying to do is project to the best of our ability, a surge, and based on what's happened in other parts of the country, what will that surge be? When will it occur? And we hope that we can take care of those patients, if we can do the very best, within the facilities we have and not necessarily have to get other space, but you still have to plan for that. You want contingency planning. As one hospital CEO told me yesterday, we're going to plan for the worst, but hope for the best, and we hope all the actions we're taking to flatten that curve are going to pay dividends.
Making sure there has been enough equipment for our medical professionals has been a big part of this story. Where do we stand on that? Is that angle improving?
Well, I would say this. Our material managers have been all over this since really January. They have really been preparing. But you have to realize, when you start talking PPE, personal protective equipment, you use so much more when you're in a situation like this, because one, you certainly want to protect the patient, and two, you want to protect the professional that's treating the patient and our healthcare workers and first responders. So we're going through a lot of PPE, and we are doing everything we can to keep the inventory where we need it, but it's getting, you know, more difficult as volume begins to increase.
We have had some experts come out in the past couple of days and say they see this peaking in the state of Texas in the first half of May. From the conversations you have had with your people, does it look like April is going to be the most challenging month when it comes to Texas during this pandemic?
When I've talked to the experts, and I'm referring to the infectious disease physicians and epidemiologists, April is going to be a very difficult month, and I think towards the end of April especially, we could see much more volume. And as you have said, the experts I have talked to predict, the midpoint or the surge could come towards the end of April and the beginning of May. We'll have to wait and see, but that's what our best guesstimate is at this time.
Considering the month we are just wrapping up, as we wrap up this conversation, did you ever imagine we would go through a month like this in your industry?
Well, you know, we've had problems in the past. As you well know, we've been through things such as Legionnaire's disease. It wasn't quite across the entire country. We've been through SARS and MERS. But, Chris, to answer your question directly, we knew it could be bad, but March has been, especially the last 3 weeks, has been even more difficult than I would have anticipated.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.